Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
U-C-R.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. When it's late, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
From this is Uncensored Radio, and I am one of your co-hosts, Karen Ashley. You know that we are your guiltiest pleasure, and it's so exciting that, you know, you are listening to us tonight. Guess who we've got on the show tonight? We have got Miss Katrina Johnson. Hi, Katrina.
Hello.
How are you, girlfriend?
I am excited. I have had a very busy day hobnobbing with all of country music's biggest stars, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Ooh, I can't wait. And also, we have, playing the part of Jeffrey Emmett tonight, we have Mr. James the Lips, the Fantastic. He's on the line tonight. Hey, Jamesy.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
I mean, hi, Jeffrey. How are you, Jeffrey?
Oh, I am fabulous. You know, I'm sitting here. I got my General Hospital's on in the background. Got my glass of wine, a couple Xanax. I'm chill.
Wow.
Awesome. I've been on one the last couple of days, but I'm gonna be chill tonight. I promise.
Uh oh. And the Oscar goes to, man. He's good, isn't he, Katrina?
Drum roll, please. Yes, Jamesy, you get the Academy Award for Best Impersonation Ever.
Yes. Yes, he's got the General Hospital playing. That's the best part. And also tonight, I don't know when she's going to join us, but my mama, Ask Mama Viola, is supposed to be on with us tonight. We'll, you know, say hello to her as soon as she joins the show.
Excited about
but we
that.
Yeah, she's just going to hang with us tonight. You know, it's going to be a special edition of Guilty Pleasure with my mama. But we've got so many cool topics to talk about last night. Miss Katrina Johnson, being the producer that she is, has come up with a fun-filled, exciting show. So before we get into the topics and before we find out about her country music weekend, I want to re-announce our contest. We had a contest that we kicked off on Wednesday, and it's still going on. The cool thing is we've got this amazing picture. I signed it, David Yost has signed it, Jason Frank, Catherine Sutherland, any and everybody that was at Lexington, we got them to sign this picture. It's an amazing group shot of the Power Rangers, and we are going to be giving it to a lucky winner on Wednesday. When Catherine Sutherland is on the show, we're going to try and find us a winner, and she's going to announce the winner. But the great thing is we've got clues. We've got fabulous clues that we have to give you. In order to win this picture, you must listen to the show all week, and you must answer all the clues. And that's the only way you can get it. If you miss one, sorry. You'll have to wait till the next time.
If anybody gets it wrong, I'm going to try and keep it for myself.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to have to get a buzzer. Like, we got to buzz them if they don't get it right. So the first clue that we gave on Wednesday when David Yost was on the show, we had Holly, who was the amazing announcer for the Rosie O'Donnell show. She was on Tuesday night show. There was something that she said during the show. She said there was something she did in the audience that got the attention of Rosie and Rosie's producers, and this is what got her the gig to be Rosie's announcer. So that was Tuesday's clue. That's question number one. Now, for the David Yost show, Jamesy, what is question number two?
Question number two from the David Yost show is, what Christmas present did Karen give David? That's the clue from Wednesday. So if you don't know, go back after this show. If they're listening to us now, we're live, people. I promise.
Right.
Go back.
We're live.
And listen to yesterday's show.
Exactly.
And we can go
back either on Blog Talk Radio or on our website, myuncensoredradio.com, or you can check it out on iTunes or on your Stitcher app from your smartphone. Lots of ways to check out the past episodes. So no excuses to miss out on the answers.
Right. No excuses to miss out on the fabulous prize. Okay, so question number three, what happened last night? I missed last night's show. I was having a fabulous dinner with my sister, and I couldn't make last night's show because my family was in town. But Katrina and Mr. Jeffrey held it down. We had a very important guest. Katrina, what is last night's clue?
Okay, from last night's show with our fabulous, fabulous Lucy expert, my question is, what game did Lucy play 24/7 every time she was at the house from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? What was her favorite game that she was really good at? What game did she play the most? Anybody? So that's my question for last night's show, Thursday show.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got all three clues. We are caught up. Clue number one. Clue number two, clue number three. So, obviously, pay very close attention to tonight's show because we're bound to give you the fourth clue, and we're going to announce that on Monday. So, Katrina, tell me about this country music weekend. I've got to know because have you seen Carrie Underwood? I love her.
I did Carrie Underwood.
Is she as pretty as she looks like in person?
She is disgustingly beautiful and sweet as possible. Okay, so reporting live from the Country Music Awards at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Today was a special event for all of the VIP high rollers because it was the sound check for the Country Music Awards, and anybody who's in the country music industry was there. So, spotted Carrie Underwood, sweet as pie. Who else do we want to know about? Spotted Kenny Chesney, he's the same height as me, also sweet as pie. Spotted Kelly Clarkson singing, she hasn't lost it, she's pretty fantabulous. And I have a little bit of gossip for you guys if you want it.
Give it to us.
Oh, please.
Give it to us now.
Okay. Spotted Taylor Swift, who was not nice to her fans. Yep.
Oh.
I saw five.
Juicy details. Give it away.
What happened was, okay, you know, if you were to say go to a convention and run into anybody from Uncensored Radio, we would embrace you, love you, shake your hand, give you a hug, take a picture. Miss T. Swift required a wide berth at all times. She would not let anybody take a picture of her anywhere, not even from a distance. She had to be quarantined off, roped off, and covered. And people were not allowed to photograph her. She didn't want to shake hands. She didn't want to say hi. She wanted zero interaction. But she wouldn't even let fans take a picture of her, like, in the distance.
I knew she was mean. She's like, you know what it is? She's bought her own hype. Like, she's starting to believe that she's so great and awesome. And that's a sad thing.
Well, I mean, it's just a bummer because I've been to, like, three of her shows, and she puts on a great show, and I love watching her, and she just seems like America's sweetheart. But then to not interact with her fans like that, I was so bummed, you know, to see it. And then I talked to all of the fans that lined up to see her, and she kind of shunned them like their feelings were hurt.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty much everyone else was phenomenal. Everybody was sweet, gracious. Miranda Lambert was there. She was extra amazing. Her performance was bottom. Everybody was amazing. The only one that I have to say I was unpleasantly surprised by was Miss Swift.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're
going to
give her a pass.
Yeah, well,
right.
You know, here's what I want to say. Miss Swift, if you're listening, you get a thumbs down from Uncensored Radio and go write a song. And don't forget to mention our website.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what? We'll give her a pass because maybe she's young. Maybe she had a bad day. Maybe she got dumped again. We don't know. We'll put her in a bad mood.
Well, I mean, I need to say, with behavior like that, I'm just going to say it. Like, I see why she keeps getting dumped. She's no fun.
Right. Yeah, see, you never know. You gotta be careful, especially when you're out and about. You never know who's watching. And obviously, Katrina Johnson was on the scene. So, girlfriend.
It's on the move. You got reported, Kate Swift. You got reported on. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. She had to tell the truth. She couldn't lie. Man. Well, we'll give her a pass this time. But hopefully she gets it together, because obviously this is a huge weekend for people, and you can't just be a jerk, you know? You just can't.
Right.
Well, I guess you could be an asshole, but you're not supposed to be.
Right, exactly.
Anywho, wow.
Well, it
okay.
just continues to fuel my hatred for Taylor Swift. I cannot stand her.
Really? What makes you blood boil about her? Tell us.
I don't like her. I think she's too into her. I've always thought she was too into herself. You know, what Kanye did to her at the VMAs a couple years ago, that was an asshole move, not going to lie. But, and I did feel bad for her during that.
Yeah, that was
other
wrong.
Than that, I'm 24. She's 22. She's only 3 years younger than me, because I'll turn 25, you know, whatever. She's only 3 years younger than me. And I know people who are that age that are way more mature than she is. And I just feel that she's letting her celebrity get to her head. And I can't stand the little bitch.
Don't hold anything back, Jamesy. Just you know, I want you to express yourself more. You're so unexpressive.
Let it out.
I know. I'm so bottled up all the time. Like, I never speak my mind. I never say what I really feel. And you know, I finally just Taylor Swift brought it out of me. I don't know what it is.
Well, in that case, I am mad at her.
Right. I like her now. She's my favorite singer ever.
I'm sorry, but if I'm ever with you in a car and you start blasting it, I will start singing death metal at the top of my lungs, just saying.
Oh!
I might do it just to hear you sing.
Right. So then I'll never, ever, 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 whatever you say.
Sing for Jamesy
Kessler. Right, that's the only part I know. Man.
Well, it's sad that I know most of her songs word for word, only because I hear them on the radio all the time. And it's like,
right. It
never fails.
She gets heavy rotation.
I'm listening to one radio station, and I switch it because she comes on, another one of her songs is on. So it's like she's on every station. It's not fair. Eventually she's going to be on, like, pop and R&B stations. Like, I just see it happening. I don't know why. I don't know how.
He's
going to
do the
collab
with Kanye. It's going to be called We Fooled You for Publicity.
We got y'all all the way to the bank. That's all right, though. You know what? I'm really excited that, I kind of like the fact that, you know, she's kind of running her course, and you know, she's obviously very talented, but I'm kind of excited there is another side to her, because she was pretty squeaky clean prior to this. So I'm kind of happy that, you know, she's got a little bitch assness inside of her.
I'm not, because she doesn't write about it. Like, give me a little dose of it, own it.
Well, I think a lot of my problem with her is that people give her the label of being this goody two shoes and being this firm and proper, and last time I checked, she's had more boyfriends than anybody.
Yeah.
And yet they'll call Miley Cyrus a whore. They'll call Miley Cyrus a whore, who's been with the same guy for 4 years.
Well, you know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like her publicity team and her managers have just been lying to us this whole time, portraying this image that really isn't hers. And it reminds me of an article that I got from Katrina Johnson today about liars.
Oh, yes. Well, okay, here's the thing.
Perfect segue, by the way.
Yeah, I know, right? That was a good one, right? That was a good one.
It's because I've been watching the Jodi Arias trial, whatever her name is, and I can't stand it because I feel like it's everything that comes out of her mouth is such a blatant lie. So
right.
I decided to get on the horn and start researching how to detect a lie and lying, and I found some really interesting stuff. And I think that we should all have a lesson in lies today, and then we'll be prepared for the weekend in case you go out to a bar, you can see if somebody's lying to you. And then we can watch the Jodi trial, and we can spot her fibs.
Please, give us some helpful tips. Because the funny thing is I think lying is so commonplace now. I think a lot of people just do it, and they don't really think about it. Like, it's just kind of like, I read, like, some of the things in the article. Is sometimes people don't think that even just a casual lie really affects anything, because sometimes the truth hurts a little more than the just kind of lying about it a little bit.
Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, for instance, if, you know, your wife gets a bad haircut and it's too short, well, you know, most husbands aren't going to say, yeah, I don't like it, it's too short, because they don't want to deal with the drama and the tears and when the hair will just grow back in, you know, 3 months. But
Right. There
was a poll that exactly what you're talking about, people will lie to a stranger 3 times within the first 10 minutes of knowing them and not even realize it.
What?
Yeah, when surveyed,
that's
people
scary.
Are so used to lying that they don't even realize they're doing it. It's that common.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so, like, what are some of the examples? That they give you examples on how people lie, like, within that quick of a time?
Well, within that quick of a time, they're not severe lies. But you can spot them with, you know, the easiest way to detect a lie is with body language.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who are telling a lie won't be open. They won't have open gestures, and they won't want to face the person that they're lying to. Like, if you're accusing them of stealing or if you're asking them if they cheated on you, they're going to put objects in between you two. They're not going to be open and facing you. They won't have their chest or their crotch facing you, and that's a big detection of a lie. Another one is if they use filler language. Like stalling tactics, like like that kind of stuff, or if they are overly defensive or give too many excuses, those are all detections on how to spot a lie.
Right.
So, for instance, Karen.
Okay, tell them.
Karen, were you really at dinner last night with your sister? Come on, tell us.
I was. I promise. I've got a picture. My sister tagged me in a picture. We're sitting at the dinner table. Really.
Okay, now, Karen. You know, I really, really need to know why I should believe that you were with your sister last night. Like, why should I believe you?
Because I have no reason to lie to you guys. And I just think that I'm a pretty honest person. You guys know I'm almost brutally honest, too honest sometimes.
So, one last time, you were really, really having dinner with your sister last night. Final answer.
Final answer. That is the truth.
All right, now,
so
what I share was a tactic used by the CIA, and they say when you're asking someone a question, the reason lies work is because people choose to believe them. So by asking a person several times if they're telling the truth and reiterating the question several times and saying, okay, is that really the truth? A lot of times people will come forward and tell you that they actually lied. So then they say what to do is ask them a final way why you should believe them. And then a simple answer, because it's the truth, is the right answer. If they say, if they invoke too many things to bring credibility, like you can ask all of my friends, you can ask anybody that I've worked for before, and you're trying too hard to save yourself, then that's probably a lie. So what you did was exactly right on, exactly accurate. You answered yes, which the right answer the first time it's asked is an absolute yes or no. My friend, have you ever stolen from a company? You're not supposed to say, I would never do that. You're supposed to say no.
Right.
Because people
like
who are lying.
Straight up out the gate. Right, okay.
Yeah, because people who are lying will use other fluff language. So then mm-hmm. when I asked you again if that was correct, your story did not waver, did not change. It was right on, and that's exactly the sign of somebody telling the truth. So congratulations, you passed the lie detector test.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I know. I'm not
I was nervous. I was nervous
okay,
to be under
okay.
the Katrina Johnson microscope. I was really nervous.
Yep. Yep. I used the CIA detection, and they would have said that you passed.
Oh, thank God.
Whew. Yep.
Okay. Now,
okay. Okay, let's test Jamesy.
Go
what
for
we ask him?
Jamesy, have you or have
I was
you not?
I was screening. I didn't hear any of the conversations. So I have no idea what's going on. Yeah, so I'm new to
okay.
all this.
Perfect. You're the
okay,
perfect.
Okay, he's all new. Perfect, perfect.
So, Jamesy,
he's not tempted.
Have you or have you not dated somebody that you met online?
No.
No, you have not. Dated somebody that you met online?
No, I haven't.
So, Jamesy, you have never, ever, ever, at any point, ever, 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 dated somebody online. Is that true?
I'm thinking, hold on. Okay, one. I dated one.
Okay.
I went out with one guy.
Okay. See what just happened there, Karen?
You broke him down. You broke him down. CIA style, Katrina Johnson.
I know. And it worked. Okay, so apparently the CIA knows exactly what they're doing because their theory just worked on you, Jamesy. The theory states that you have to ask someone several times, and then at the end, like the third and final question, they'll probably fess up and tell you the real truth. And that's exactly what you just did.
That's exactly what you did.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Textbook.
Do it again and give me one that I won't,
okay,
that I won't lie
we'll
about.
We'll do it again, but let me just ask you both this question. So obviously,
okay.
whether he's dated someone online or not really isn't detrimental to any of our life, right? It's not like if he admitted to it, we were going to dislike Jamesy. We actually probably would applaud him. And it's not like if he didn't do it, we were going to shun him. It was, you know, either way, it didn't really matter. So lies like this, like those don't matter lies, like those just little white lies, do those bother you guys when you catch people in them?
Those don't bother me at all. I really couldn't care less because it doesn't affect me.
Uh-oh.
But what if it's like, you're kind of like, well, why would you lie? I mean, I'm your friend. Why can't you just tell me, yeah, I don't care. It doesn't affect you.
Because I feel like it is such commonplace in society nowadays, and people do it so often, a lot of times they don't even know they're doing it. Like, I don't
mm-hmm.
think Jamesy would, you know, ever say no if the answer was yes on purpose. I think he really just actually believed it and didn't think about it. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think that doesn't bother me in the least bit. Not at all. And the thing is,
okay.
people usually believe their own lies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fault anyone for that because I don't think it was malicious intent. I don't think he set out to tell a fib. I think that's just what he actually thought. Because then he said, well,
mm-hmm.
actually, let me think about it. Let me think. And then he came up with a different answer. But I think right out the gate, he thought he was telling the truth. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Right.
Okay.
So what do you think, James? What do you think? Because, like, let's say we were all hanging and we all, you know, and you started figuring out that we kind of say little white lies every now and then, and you're kind of like, I don't know what to believe, but it's nothing that's going to affect your life. Does that bother you?
Yes and no. I mean, because I would want people to be honest with me about everything. You know, if we're friends and you can, and, you know, I've told you things about me and, you know, have confided in you and things, like, I would expect the same in return. So I think the little white lies like that, while they don't bother me, if you're just a random person that I'm meeting for the first time, whatever. But if you're friends with me and we hang out quite a bit, we talk all the time, things like that, it would bother me because it'd be like, well, if you're going to lie to me about this, what else have you lied to me about?
Right. Okay. So. Yeah, I'm kind of torn because I will say this. I will say that I don't really care that much. But when I do find out, like, little lies, little white lies, it does kind of bother me. Because I'm kind of like, especially if it's a friend, I'm kind of like, just tell me. Because either way, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to judge. I'm just going to be like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, it's like one of those kind of things where you're kind of like, well, you just say the truth. Like, it's more frustrating. I guess I would say that. I'm more frustrated because I'm like, why don't you just tell me the truth?
Have you ever told a convenience lie? For instance, someone says, how was your day? And your car broke down, you forgot to pack a lunch, your account's overdrawn by 50 cents, and you need coffee, you got a caffeine headache, and your mom's in the hospital. And you don't feel like going out on and on and on and on and on, so you just say, fine.
Right. Exactly.
What about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have.
Because
a lot of times I think it's no one's business. Like, if you're kind of going through some things and you,
right.
And especially, like, if you're at work or something, like, you kind of have to leave your problems at the door. So it's like, you don't really want to tell people that kind of stuff because then it's like, why are you bringing all this drama to work? Or why are you, you know, it's almost like none of their business.
Right. I think those little convenience lies, those little white lies, I think happen so often that that's why the other stupid ones don't really bother me. Like, I'll notice, you know, my degree is in rhetoric. It's critical thinking. It's persuasion. So I'm trained to figure out when people are lying and read body language and tone of voice. Most of the time, I don't really care, so I probably won't call you on it unless, like I said before, unless it affects me personally, if I have a vested interest. Or if we're in an argument a year from now, then I might call you on all those 50 other little things just to prove my one big thing. But,
what about you? Have you lied about stuff like that when someone goes, oh, how's your day? And you're kind of like, well, fine. Where is
like,
it?
Was that the lie? I was screening again and I missed all of that, so.
No, it's good. Do you ever
tell double duty tonight, people.
I know, you're doing awesome.
Have I ever said what?
If you're having a really bad day and someone says, how are you, rather than go into extent, would you just say fine? Like, how often do you tell a little lie,
oh, yeah.
A harmless one like that?
A lot.
Yeah, most people do that.
I'm not going to lie about that. It's like, honestly, if people at work are asking me, you know, how's your day going, I'm not going to be that person that's just like, oh, my God, you have no idea. And then go straight into detail. Like, I'm just going to be like, oh, cool. It's okay.
Why are you like me? You feel like it's none of their business, right? You feel like, oh, it's kind of not their business, and I kind of don't need to bring that to work.
Right. I don't like it when other people bring their drama. Like, my thing is when I'm on break and I'm sitting in the break room and I'm just checking my phone, I don't like hearing other people yelling on their phone to their boyfriend or their baby daddy or their whatever, just running off at the mouth about all their personal business. Like, I'm not one to do that. I have a radio show to do that on.
That's right. You're welcome.
I'm going to make it public to about 100,000 people, okay? Not just a room full of people that don't really give a shit what's going on in your life. And personally, I mean, I have no problem saying, oh, I'm fine. I'm cool. I've had I'm having a good day, whatever. Like, I'm fine with saying that just because I don't need everybody at my workplace knowing what my personal business is.
Okay, I have another exercise for both of you, so I got to ask you both a question. Okay, Jamesy, have you ever stolen money from a family member or a friend?
Yes.
Okay, well, you passed. All right.
Let me explain myself. I was 7. And it was I stole it from my cousin, and it was $20.
Oh, you bad little 7-year-old thief.
It was my cousin who was, you know, 20 years old, had a job, you know, was okay money-wise, and I was a little runt, and I wanted something, and my mom wouldn't buy it for me, so I stole $20 out of his wallet and told my mom that I found it on the street.
You not little dirty thief. Okay.
Wow.
So, James, have you
stolen
anything?
But that is the only time I've ever done that.
Okay, so you've never stolen anything as an adult from a friend or family member? No money. You've never stolen money from an adult as an adult?
No.
Okay. Ms. Ashley.
Yes.
Have you ever stolen anything or borrowed without returning anything from the workplace that you weren't supposed to? Like, have you ever taken home a bunch of paper or ink for your computer or, I don't know, extra freebies from the craft service table?
Yes, I have stolen something from the workplace. I made some color copies for Uncensored Radio.
That doesn't count again.
We is a broke show. I stole ink.
Okay.
Well, that's advertising with Uncensored Radio. You really should have stopped at uncensoredradio@aol.com.
Right. If you want to advertise and help us from being thieves, please buy an ad, and we'll do a fantastic, snazzy commercial for your business.
Okay, then I have another question for you. Ms. Ashley, have you ever stolen money from an employer?
No.
Money's to over $1,000?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, both of you passed with flying colors because, like we said before, your answers were absolute. And whether you were saying yes that you did it or no that you didn't, both of you answered, the right way.
So wrong question for you, Katrina.
Yeah, you ask me, and I'll give you a bad answer. I'll tell you how to be wrong. Since you guys do it the right way, I'll be the wrong one. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Katrina Johnson,
have you,
Miss Johnson, ever stolen someone's man?
Here's the thing about that. Have I ever stolen anyone else's man? I really wouldn't do that because it's kind of out of my character. And, I mean, you know, I'm a really good person. And I just, I don't really see myself doing that. It's not something that I am planning on in the future.
So, Miss Katrina Johnson, you've never really given us an answer. Have you, Katrina Johnson, ever stolen or borrowed someone else's man?
I won't do that.
No? So you're saying, Katrina Johnson, that you would not borrow or steal another woman's man?
Well, shit. Okay, fine. I'll beg, borrow, and steal. What? My teeth is real, okay? Hi.
My CIA tactic worked.
Okay. So, what happened was, so you recall calling me on it, and you're absolutely right, because everything you observed was absolutely right. I didn't answer the question. I was being evasive. I avoided it, and I hemmed and hawed. My tone went up. I used a lot of filler language. I answered the question with a question. I didn't give it absolute. Yeah, and you called me on it, on all of it. But in all actuality, I really only plan on stealing single Power Rangers from the dating pool. So I don't steal. I'm not a man thief, because I figure if he can be disciplined, then he's not worth having.
Exactly. Yeah, Katrina Johnson, that was just a game. Katrina Johnson is not a man, a stealer. She actually can get a man pretty easily, so she didn't really have to go to those extreme measures.
But I like how you called me on it, though. That was pretty perfect. You were right on there.
I learned from the best. I learned from the best CI agent that I know, Miss Katrina Johnson.
Right.
So tell me something, guys. Was there ever a time that someone lied to you and you really, like, maybe you didn't know you had those CIA skills, but you kind of were like Inspector Gadget and you picked apart the clues and really figured out that they were lying? And how did that go down? Because I know that, I mean, people are kind of sneaky. Like, when it comes to lying, they got pretty elaborate stories and pretty elaborate cover-ups these days.
I got one.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, this happened recently with somebody that I had been dating for years. I discovered that this person was, you know, putting out feelers in the dating pool and talking to many, 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 when I say many, I mean over a dozen other women. And
That's
I
gone.
Was under the impression that we were in a monogamous committed relationship. So when I confronted this person, this person denied it, laughed me off, and hung up the phone. And then I told this person, listen, ding dong, you left your Facebook open on my computer, and I printed it all out, and I know their names, I know their phone numbers, I know what you said to them, I know all of it. So this person then started calling me back, and showed up at my house. So this person did quite a few of the things on this list. Changed the subject, tried to laugh, hemmed and hawed, was just trying to completely distract me, tried to play it off, tried to do almost everything that are in all of these things that I saw. And then finally, when I threw out, listen, I printed it out, here it is, read it, here's what I saw, I know everything. Then the other person went a complete other way with it, just like Jamesy did before, and gave me the truth. Well, yes, I did, but here's why. So it was just interesting, because as I was reading all of these articles, I was like, oh, I'm kind of a good detective. I wasn't even trying to be one, but I was one, and I got all the answers I needed.
Right. Wow. Yeah, see, I always wonder why guys lie, because if you come out of nowhere, like, it's always to me the you know, telltale sign that if someone you're involved with out of nowhere comes out, I mean, you guys have been having a great time, you've been having a great relationship, and then out of nowhere, they're like, are you cheating on me? Like, to me, I instantly go, okay, they must have some sort of clue. They must have some sort of something, because there's no way that that's just a topic of discussion unless there's a reason for you to think so, or, you know, just kind of like, where did that come from? So I always wonder why they lie, because it's like, it's almost like they will do anything but tell the truth.
Right.
And I mean, obviously, it sounds like this person, I mean, they were caught red-handed. So, I mean, when this person rushed to your house, I mean, what could they possibly say at this point?
Well, it doesn't really count. You don't really have evidence. Like, you don't know that we were actually hanging out. You don't know. And to which I replied, well, I don't know, because I don't have your phone. This is just what you were stupid enough to leave open in my house on your Facebook. So God only knows what you're actually saying to these people and sending pictures of yourself and doing all that behind closed doors on your phone. This is just what you did online and left it up, like, you know.
Wow.
So Yeah. The subject was changed, and then it was denied, and then eventually it was acknowledged.
So tell me something. Have you guys ever been the liar? Have you ever been caught in the lie, like a big one, like situation like this?
I don't think so.
Silence. No? Okay.
No. No.
You have? Okay. Tell us about it, James. How did it go down and how did they kick you apart?
No.
You said no.
I said no.
Oh, I thought you said yeah. I thought you were like, yeah. Yeah.
No.
I was all excited. I
try to be an honest person mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do have something to tell you.
Oh. Okay,
well, go.
When we were in Lexington, I wasn't working my fingers to the bone for Uncensored Radio the whole time.
Okay.
Well, what exactly were you up to, Jamie?
Well, you know, a couple of the times when I disappeared from
uh-huh,
your booth, and I said I was going
which
out
is a
with
lot.
Liars.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that was only about a quarter of the time.
Oh,
the other time,
really?
I was in giving some jobs to cosplayers.
You were what?
The rest of the time, I was in the bathroom giving free hand jobs to cosplayers.
Shut up.
Wow, Jamesy. I don't know what to say about this.
I am so sorry.
No wonder that everybody was so happy at that convention.
So happy with carpal tunnel syndrome.
Right. No wonder you were like, you know, tired each night and was like, I'm going home and go to bed. You were working harder than me even knew. Oh, what else was there to confess? What else?
Well, there was this one guy who was dressed up as a green Power Ranger who, basically we locked Jasmine in the bathroom.
Wait, you did what in the bathroom?
Locked my friend Jasmine. I'm kidding, by the way, at all.
We know you are. You are too square to have done any of this.
Yeah, there is no way.
Well, I do have something I can tell you that you won't believe. I can tell you this right now. But the other night, I did mess around with this guy.
Okay.
And
do we know him?
What else?
Well, no, we don't know. Y'all don't know him. He's a friend of mine. And the way that I had to do it, I had to sneak him in through my window. So much.
How old are you, James, that you're sneaking people through your window?
I'm 24, but I still live at home, and it's, yeah.
And how far away is your bedroom from your mom's bedroom?
On the other side of the house.
And from the opposite side?
To get him in, yeah, but to get him in, to bring him into the front door is really loud, and so is the back door. So I broke the screen off my window and had him climb through my window.
Katrina, any thoughts?
I think that he's telling the truth because, another way you can tell the truth, or if someone's telling the truth, is it says that you're supposed to study their mannerisms and how they naturally speak and the way they naturally emphasize different words. And
mm-hmm.
when he said he was not at the booth for the right reasons, that he was actually giving hand jobs at the convention, he didn't pause nearly as much or as dramatically as he does when he's embarrassed or when he doesn't want
right.
to say something. Like when James, he doesn't want to say something, he'll take a breath, let it build, he'll be a little nervous, and he's like, he has to give himself a little half a second pep talk before he says what he doesn't want to say. And He did that when he said he was having a friend over. When he said, I did actually hook up with this friend of mine. Then he actually did do the pause that he usually does. But when he was saying the other thing, he didn't live up to how he usually speaks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say I believe the second story.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I believe
you
it.
Got me down. That's scary.
He's a CIA agent. I'm telling you, she picked the wrong occupation. We need to, you know, get her to solve the crimes of the world.
The first story was false. The second story was true.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And see, the second story you didn't give too many details about, but everything made sense. It was just right.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, you hemmed and hawed a little bit. You took a long time to get the story out. And, I mean, personally, I was hoping it was true because that would have been fun, but I just couldn't buy it. It's too out of character for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it
funny.
Was good.
Well,
I'm
glad to know that I don't come off as an easy person. That's good.
You definitely no. don't. If anything,
you're
JD,
very difficult.
I think, yeah, you're very wholesome and very, very, how can I say, just you seem, like, even when you talk, even when you say things like, oh, I snuck a guy through the door, it still seems so wholesome. It sounds like that was probably the first time you'd snuck someone in the door. Is it true? Was that the first time?
Yeah,
the window.
First time.
It was in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
the fact that you said you removed your screen, like, it seemed like you were even surprised by it yourself, which totally seemed like your personality fits you. I totally believed it. Like, you seemed like you were almost, like, surprised and shocked at yourself, and that made it an even better story and even more believable.
Mm-hmm. You have any other confessions you want to make on the show?
Not at the moment.
I didn't believe that. Did you believe that, Katrina? I think he wants to spill his guts about something, but he just doesn't have the nerve yet.
You know what? Here's the thing, Ms. Ashley. You picked up on a clue that I wanted to say. You should always ask someone a question and listen very carefully. And if the person gives you a no answer without using the actual word no,
mm-hmm.
then that's a fib. So Jamesy didn't say no. He goes, not exactly. He didn't say no. I don't have anything else to tell you. So that means Jamesy has another confession
in there.
Not at
the moment.
Right, not at the moment. Is a no, but it's not an absolute no. So
right.
You do have to confess, and we would like to hear it.
Yeah. We're your friends, and no one's listening, by the way. Only a few hundred thousand of the closest friends that we have. But that's okay.
Right.
They love you, James. They do.
Nobody's judging.
No.
Oh, my God. Seriously? I don't have anything else.
James is probably like, every time I co-host, I get cornered and they get me to confess things that I never wanted to.
Okay.
Okay. We're not bidding you on, by the way. Go ahead.
I lied to my friend Adam.
The guy who
I talked about very first time I ever called in, him and I were supposed to get together a couple weeks ago, and to avoid an awkward situation, I told him that my mom got hurt at work so that I didn't have to go hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to hang out with my...
And who did you hang out with instead?
My friend Caitlin.
Oh, Jamesy. This is juicy.
Jamesy.
Okay, now I absolutely believe that because the way he spoke was totally true to how he usually sounds. And he did sound as a and he paused in the right times, and he didn't use too many words, and he gave enough detail, not too much, and I'm actually going to say that's absolutely true, and he did have another confession to make when he said that he didn't have anything else, but he came up with one. So I'm going to say that pretty much all of our tactics here are right on.
Yeah. James, don't commit a crime because we'll bust you, buddy.
I'm an open book when it comes to y'all.
You are.
Yeah, basically I'm an open book when it comes to you guys.
Yep. You are the true definition of uncensored. Like, you started off that way by calling in and telling us all about your little dirty deeds. And we fell in love with you. And ever since then, you've been very open. I think the crowd appreciates it, though, because, I mean, that's what this show's about. It's a kind of a way to get to know everybody.
Yeah.
Well, if you like it, be sure to start listening next week, Friday night at 10 o'clock. Listen to Lips on the Air, my show, which will be starting next week. And I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot more confessions.
Now, that is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
10 p.m. Eastern
yes.
Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, or 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Central.
Wow. I'm tuning in.
Now,
so I guess. Oh, yes. Go ahead, Katrina. Ask away, Jamesy.
I was just going to say, Jamesy, if people wanted to keep in touch with you via Twitter, how would they do that? Where could they follow you?
You can follow me at Twitter. On Twitter at James Hankins, very basic, my name. And we will have, next week, we will have a Facebook fan page for Lips on the Air, and we'll also have a Twitter account, and trust me, I got a lot of stuff in the works for this show, trust me.
I love it. Stay tuned, folks. And,
I know
that you follow Jamesy. And what is your Twitter handle in case our listeners want to, you know, keep in touch with you that way?
Absolutely. My Twitter handle is at Karen Ashley, and it's Karen, K-A-R-A-N, Ashley.
Yeah, no E.
No E.
All right. And
Miss Johnson, what's yours?
Oh, well, I am Katrina A. Johnson, at Katrina A. Johnson. So, Ms. Ashley, what were you going to ask us next? I cut you off.
Well, I was just going to say, like, this brings up a good topic about, you know, obviously we talked about lying. Obviously some people's lives are bigger than others. The final, I guess, the moral of the story is when you catch someone in a lie, do you forgive them? Do you generally forgive liars?
I do, yes.
You do. And what is it that you, how do you forgive someone? Because sometimes when I catch people in lies, depending on, like, the severity of it, let's say it's a bad lie, and they did lie about something that kind of affected me or maybe hurt me, how do you find it in your heart to forgive them? Because I've had difficulty in the forgiveness category.
Okay, well, in that case, give me an example, and I'll tell you if I would get over it or not.
Okay, so the person you referred to earlier who you found out all that stuff on Facebook and they made the horrible mistake of leaving their Facebook open, have you since that time talked to that person?
Yes.
Have you forgave them for what they did to you?
Yes, I've forgiven that person. We're friends. We're cool. I still love that person, but we are not together.
Okay, so you forgave them enough, but you haven't forgotten. Like, you're like, we ain't going to be together. Like, it cost the relationship.
Absolutely everything is forgiven. I'm not holding any of that against anyone. But I just then had to wonder, I had to take some time to think and process why you would need 12 others. Like, if there were one or two, I understand, that's fine. You know, maybe you like attention. But if it's more than a dozen, I feel like you need too much attention and that there's something that you always need that I can't fulfill. So, yes,
right.
I absolutely forgave, and that's, you know, fine, and I'm always going to love this person. I just don't know if I could fulfill this gaping need that involves a dozen other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgive, absolutely. You know, I don't really hold that against people. And I think I catch people in lies quite often, which, because I am a good detector of lies. I do know all these tricks. I learned them in college, and I catch it all the time because I pay close attention. I just don't always act on it. So I forget,
right.
I think, more than the norm because I see it so often.
Right, right. What about you, James? Do you have a heart, a forgiving heart, or do you kind of like when someone lies to you, when someone hurts you, you're done?
Honestly, it would depend on the lie.
Well, let's say someone they cheated on you. Let's say it was a bad one. They cheated on you, and you caught them in the lie, and, you know, do you, let's say it's been 6 months. Do you forgive them? Or do you go, you're dead to me?
I would go, you're dead to me, basically. I mean, if you're going to cheat on me after I've given you myself and we've been intimate and have had relations like that, if you're going to tell me and I find out about it, that's it. Like, I'm not going to keep being friends with you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to want absolutely nothing to do with you. And then I'm going to bash you on Facebook. So,
wow. James,
I'm not going to forgive somebody.
I feel like that's how Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is. He's very quick to, when he feels something shady, just deuces, peace out. He's not trying to keep him around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, I thought Jeff was like that until I found out that he talked to Lord Voldemort.
I would.
Then
yes.
I was like, yeah, were you shocked?
Yeah, I was going to say that he's quick to cut you off, quick to call BS and pull the deuces, yet when you call him up and you're honest, then he's a little sweeter, a little nicer, more forgiving, more nurturing than at first glance.
Right.
Because at first glance,
Mama
will cut you. But at second glance, Mama will be like, oh, you cold, you lonely, you hungry, come inside, let me make you a sandwich.
Right. You're funny. Let me make you a sandwich. Oh my gosh. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so tell me this. Let's take the cheating thing out, because that's sometimes personal. But what if you had a friend and they stole some money from you? Do you forgive them?
I could forgive that.
Yeah.
How could you forgive the money thing?
Because money comes and goes, that doesn't really bother me. It would be if they stole money and then it were a lot and they really lied about it and got shady and dropped off the face of the earth and got crazy and created a whole lot of drama over something that I don't see so huge. You know, like, I'll loan anybody money and never expect for it back. That doesn't really make me, that doesn't run
right.
But if you get all crazy and covert about it and then create a bunch of drama and don't talk to me and go AWOL and become psycho about it, that'll piss me off, and then you're done. So it's the other stuff that goes along with it. Depends on how you handle it. Like, you know, if you tell me about it after the fact, then it's fine. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it depends on how you are about it. Like, if you're super duper crazy shady, then I have to get rid of you because you're so stupid. I would have forgiven you and you blew it.
Right. Okay. Well, guys, we're pretty much almost to the end of the show. I mean, I really, really love tonight's topic. Thank you, Katrina. You did a great job with your CIA tactics. I think I learned something. I know how to fish out a lie.
Yeah. Just keep fishing, really, and then ask them if they're lying. There you go.
Right, obviously. I didn't know that there was a method to fishing out lies, but obviously I guess there is. So, James, did you feel like you learned a little something from the CIA agent on duty, Miss Katrina Johnson?
I did. I do feel like I've learned a little bit of something, yeah.
He speaks so methodically now. He's worried.
He's like, I'm being listened to. I will be judged. I better behave. James, you're an awesome subject, and I can't wait to listen to your show.
Right.
Awesome.
What have you learned, James? Give the final thought.
I basically learned that when it comes to Uncensored Radio and the people that I work with, I am an open book. They know how to get inside my head and pull my deepest secrets out of me, and they love me for that. So
exactly.
Yep, that's a fact.
And
that's
I love
it.
Them for that because despite the things that they pull out of me, they still love me. So.
Of course we do.
Of course we do.
We love it the most.
We are all,
so
we are all got secrets, trust me.
Yeah.
On that note, good night.
Don't forget to like and comment.
Yes.
UCR, AMC, Frodo, Allison, Heather, Shirley, Chris, Lashana. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press Live. Go! UCR, AMC Press, Fan Invasion.
Okay, I don't know where everyone's at. I know we have Chris.
Yes.
This is AMC Press Fan Invasion. I'm James from UCR, and we have Chris. We have, the name is Oddball Extreme. I'm not entirely sure who that is.
That's me. I'm Shirley.
Shirley, okay. And Frodo's getting ready to call in. So I'm gonna let it be y'all for a minute. I'm gonna get off here. Sorry, I'm not used to the transition. Sorry.
That's okay.
I know. I'll bounce over.
All right.
Bouncy. Okay, it suddenly got very quiet in here.
Yes, indeed. Wow, this whole week has been one hell of a doozy for me. I don't know whether it's just fate decided to just drop everything on me at once and everyone wants everything at once from me or what happened, but wow, this whole week has been one hell of a, like, a whirlwind for me.
Well, me and you both, man.
Hey, don't even get started, my friend. Don't even get started.
Yeah, well, we all know how that went.
And I thank Jay for going ahead and already posting the episode on, what was it? Was it on the Continuum?
I think so. But here we are, guys. First off, we got a little bit of a story to cover about Microsoft, if you guys are ready.
Okay.
Well, the news that I'm hearing from around the bend is that the Xbox 720 is going to force you, no matter what, to use an internet connection anytime you boot the system.
Okay, so we're once again going to be going for the usual, hey, you can't play alone, we have to make sure that you're playing, and when you are playing, we're going to make sure that you're playing, and you're not playing anything we don't want you to play.
Not only that, but here's the other aspect to that, and this is what I do know. It's part of their anti-piracy scheme that they basically know what disk you copied the game from. Because remember, we've discussed this in the past. The disks are only going to be used for one purpose. And that one purpose is to install the game. After that, the disk is useless.
So what are the, how are they actually going to go about doing this? Honestly, I mean, are they actually going to have a writer that will write onto the part of a, on the disc that will then disable it or something?
That's what I think.
That's why I'll never get it.
I'm trying to delete all my stories off s.bullet.com.
Sorry.
What is a connection thing?
A booster?
Yeah.
Anyway, needless to say, we got, yeah, we would fire a Toker rocket, but here's the problem that I've got. We got one route where we've got Sony saying, oh, yeah, well, we're going to make it so that we're using an underpowered pile of shit. And we got Microsoft who's saying, oh, you can't play unless you're playing with others.
Which is worse. So basically the era of solo gaming is over?
Well, except for the Wii U, but, you know... You know, here's my problem, though. There's a lot of people that I know. In fact, one of them is in the room with me. That there are times they just don't want to play with others.
Right.
You know? So they'll fire up a lone zombie map and play that. And now Microsoft is saying, oh, no, you're not allowed to play zombies alone now. We're going to force you to be online. We're going to force you to accept friends that want to play. What the fuck?
Like I said, that's why I'll never get it.
But here is some interesting news. Ha. Well, Johnny, that's a good point. What if you have no friends? Ha ha. Forever alone. And here's my thing right now that I'm going to say out here. We do have one other option, and we have gotten it reviewed, and anyone that follows our show knows exactly what I'm talking about, and it's this, the Ouya. And we do have some information about the pre-release units that were released of the Ouya. Now, Chris, answer me this question. How smart of an idea is this? To make the faceplate on the game controller able to be removed by 3 magnets each. That's the
okay.
First question.
Okay, so let me answer that. They're going to be allowing some customization. Okay, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, the batteries are going to be under both the hand grips on each side, so you have to pull off both of the covers to pull out the batteries.
Okay, a little bit of a poor design ethic on their part, but all right, I will give them that one just because, once again, this is a new company doing something completely different that none of the other companies have done. So, okay, I'll give them that one.
They have the controller and the system communicate through standard Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty standard as far as that goes because that seems to be the trend of communications nowadays between objects.
Okay, and here's the big one. When you apply the faceplate, and I did say that in plural, faceplate, they tend to make the O button stick, which is the most common button used where, say, your A button on your Xbox controller or your X button on your PS3 controller is.
Hmm.
Okay, so, poor design as far as the faceplates go, and sounds like to me that some of us who own X-Acto knives might have to do a little shaving of plastic down.
Right. So here's one more question, and I want to pose it to Shirley.
Okay.
Okay. Hypothetically, this is a complete Linux, a complete Android-based system, the Oya, right?
Okay, right.
That means Angry Birds. That means all those different games could theoretically be played on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the potential of Angry Birds on that big of a screen?
Ooh. That'd be kind of fun, being able to play Angry Birds on a 40-inch TV.
What do you think of that, Chris?
Well, hell, if we finally get some really awesome HD games on an HD TV, and you get to play them on a big HD TV, I've got no complaints there.
And the connections are pretty interesting on the back. We have confirmation that there will be a standard size HDMI port. Oh, we
okay.
got a caller on the line. Guys, hold on one second. Talk about
right.
yourself.
Is anybody there?
I'm still here. I'm actually playing a video. I'm playing a video game as we speak.
Yeah, he was talking about Angry Birds. Guess what I'm playing? Angry Birds.
Hey, that works.
Trying to collect these eggs here.
Well, guys, we have a special guest. Someone that I didn't expect to hear from on the show.
Really?
Say hello to Karen's mama.
Oh!
Hello, guys.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello,
how are y'all? Are y'all having fun?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. That's great. It's a Friday night. You should have fun.
Yeah, I like it. And we thank Karen so much for this, for allowing us to do this on UCR, because, you know, we usually do it on our own channel, and we have a blast.
Of course,
we have about three other people that are normally on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah, but, yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Hell, yeah.
It sure is. What
do you say? My buddy has a question for you.
Where's your neighborhood at?
My neighborhood? It's in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, wow.
I'm a Texas girl.
Yeah, where me and my buddy are, it's kind of drama-full.
Why?
Drama.
Where are y'all at?
Cedar Rapids in Iowa.
Oh, my Lord. Is it fun there?
Enough said.
Huh?
Is it like Kansas? It's probably like Kansas. Kansas is like that.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty boring here. It really is.
You need to come to Texas, and I'll tell you what, you'll go back with a fat belly of good food, good eating, and I'll take you honky-tonking everywhere. We'll have fun. We'll have fun.
You know, I think UCR and AMC Press need to just hang out someday. You know, all of us in
you
one
all need to come
group.
Over here. I told you I'll have you. Y'all got a place to stay. I told you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
iShine fan in the chat room has a question for you.
Okay.
How was that date you went on a few weeks ago?
It was great. I'm with the date now. I'm with the guy now.
Oh.
Cool.
Well, super. We already knew each other, but he didn't remember me from way back in the day. But then he remembered me later, you know, and we've been friends today. We came over here to his house and had dinner and watching a movie and just chilling. It was wonderful.
That's awesome.
We have a good friendship. He's a good buddy.
That's awesome.
And I even met two of his children tonight. They are super cool kids. They're just like my kids, super cool. Hardworking and great. Can't ask for no more.
Oh, yeah. Eyeshine says, you go, girl.
Eyeshine says, you go. Well, y'all need to come, y'all need to come visit Texas. You come here, you will always come back again and again.
I've been wanting to go down there because actually my parents lived down there for many
Where?
For a few years. I think Dallas area, Fort Worth.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, that's where I was pretty much created at in that area.
What area? What part of Dallas did you live at?
It was I don't know for sure. I know that it was Dallas though. And my dad
well,
is
I live, Ashley, she'd always say this, because Karen, because she, Stevie Ray Vaughan's from Oak Cliff, and she's from Oak Cliff. I mean, that's where we live. And she says, it's got to be good to live here, because Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was our neighbor, and you know, and I'm from here, and, you know, and she would just go on and on and say, Oak Cliff, our hood, Oak Cliff. We've always said that. You know, that's the kind of stuff we do. But it's a fine little town there. It's right outside of Dallas. It's in Dallas. It's a little suburb, but everybody says it's bad and everything, but it's like the hood, but it's nice. Everybody knows everybody.
That's good
enough. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah?
Yeah. So what's been going on with everything else in your neck of the woods? I mean,
it's been great. I've been working. I've been driving for my stepson because he bought a car lot, and he has cars. He buys at the auction, so I have to bring them back to him. Last week, I drove a Lexus, a Mercedes, and a Denali. Think I'm not driving classy cars down the road besides my little Corvette that I got. You know? It's fun. It's fun in the neighborhood. And then they don't even tell me. I can load them up in the trailer or bring them over here, or I can drive them individually, whatever the arrangement is, I'm ready. They pay me good money, cash money, and I don't even... Huh?
I figure since you're here right now, we might as well do an impromptu little mini-ask Mama if anyone has any questions out there.
Okay. Tell them to ask me a question.
I'm just going to throw it out there. If anyone has any questions for Mama, put them up in the chat room. I'll see them and I'll ask them. So, yeah, or call in. I don't mind.
What happened to the guy we were talking to a while ago with it? You were talking to when I first got in the deal.
I was the one that jumped into the screening room to check who it was.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where's my little girl at? Where's my little girl at tonight?
We have Chris in the line.
Mm-hmm.
And
indeed.
We got and Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What
so
do you want to know?
Well, you guys go ahead.
Can't even think of a question to ask.
I guess one might be, you know, for me personally, I know that you kind of specialize in relationship advice too, so this will be kind of interesting to have go on.
Okay, tell me, ask me.
Well, remember I told you it's been like 2 years?
That you've been with somebody?
Yeah. Still going, but what do you think? What should someone in that kind of situation do?
Well, how come you're in that situation? How old are you?
28.
28 or 48?
28.
Oh, 28. What is your problem? Have you just started your new life? I mean, God, come on now. You got to get up there and meet people.
I kind of got thrown into AMC Press kind of unexpectedly. I joined the show at episode 11, and it was just kind of, I intended it to be maybe a one or two night thing, but it kind of sp-
spiraled out of control into this hole where I'm essentially one of the big names in AMC press. No offense to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it just spiraled, and now we've got, on our channel at least, we've got about, how many was it last check? I think it was like over 30,000 listeners, and then
yes.
We got UCR's channel group, which group that has over 100,000, so we're talking between the two of us, we're
uh-huh.
talking over 130, and, you know, we love everyone. Everyone that has shown us fan status has been here. We love them all. We love the fans. We appreciate them all.
That's great. I mean, it's growing. It's getting bigger, and now I'm part of the team. It's going to get even bigger. We're going to be more famous.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Room for boots to ask.
Yeah, my friend just asked a question about WWE. So let's put him back on the line for a minute.
Who, for WrestleMania, who do you think is going to win, Rock or Cena?
Oh, my.
Who's going to win? Come on again. Tell me again. Ask me.
Okay. He asked, with WrestleMania 29, I believe it is now, coming on Sunday, who's going to win the main event, Cena or Rock?
Cena.
You think Cena?
It's going to be John Cena.
Yes.
Yes.
Who else does everyone else think? We got one vote in the chat room for Cena. We've got one in the call for Cena. Who else?
It gets...
Frodo, you know me from yesterday. I said The Rock.
Yeah, I know you did. So we got one for Cena, one for Rock in the call. We got one for Cena in the chat. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else everyone thinks. What do you think, Shirley?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not a WWE fan, but I'll be honest. I think The Rock's got a lot of experience, but I think Cena's going to get him.
Yes.
Okay, so that's 2-2 in the chat room. In the screening room, we got 1-1 in the chat room now. So we've got two votes for Rock in the chat room and one for Cena.
What?
Yeah, I'm keeping
two for Cena.
No, there's one in the chat room for Cena.
Oh, okay.
There's 2-2 in the call.
Okay.
And Chris Ramsey says Undertaker will make it 21-0.
Oh.
You think?
I need a tweet that they need to make that a casket match.
A casket match? Oh, Lord, no. We don't want nobody to die. We want to see him
again.
Come on.
We
want to see him again tirando chingazos.
Yeah, that
ministry theme and Paul Heyman dressing like Paul Bearer, that's an ultimate disgrace.
You hear him in the background, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
I should have done loud enough.
Oh, yeah. Everyone heard it. So, we're watching main event right now.
Tweeting that to the chairman.
You've never seen Cena fight? Well,
I have.
Take the beating, then come through the end and win things.
If you really want to see a good example of a good Cena fight, look up John Cena premieres on SmackDown. He'll come out to fight Kurt Angle.
Oh God!
That match was his first match in WWE, and he was actually really, really good in it. Personally, I see Cena winning, but he turns heel.
Of course, Kurt Angle was the American Idol.
You know what I mean?
What are y'all going to do tonight? It's Friday night, and y'all are all youngsters. What are y'all going to do? I know you're not going to stay at home and just sit there.
Well, in my case, I have to go to bed after the show because I've got to be at work at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I have a bit of the same boat. I'm going to have to go to bed here very soon because I've got work in the morning as well.
All right.
Oh, man. You got to...
What time is it over there? Where you're
right
at?
Here, it's 9 p.m.
Okay.
That's for me and Chris, and Shirley is...
Mm-hmm. I'm in Alabama, same time zone, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Toy Man, Josh recognizes your name.
Well,
well you
I
know
sure as hell hope so.
It's too bad you're not in Texas. It's too bad you're not in Texas because you could come over to my house for breakfast and then go to work.
Oh, boy. I need to get to Texas. I think I need to move somewhere.
Yeah, you do. You really need to come over here, all of you guys.
Well,
I
actually have a brother in near San Antonio, so.
Hey, oh, that's West Texas. This is like in the middle of the desert. Over here, you got to make your own fun.
I believe
you know
it.
maybe
oh shoot, figure four.
Maybe Shirley should get us all tickets, all the AMC press and UCR people tickets, and we all just migrate to Texas.
Yes. Migrate to Texas. Well, Odessa, the only thing in Odessa, they've got a boom here, over boom. There's no housing. If you have a tent, you could sell, you could rent it for $1,500 a month. I'm telling you.
Wow.
No housing. There's anything you have to rent, you can double your money on it. I'm thinking to fix my RV, and I'm going to rent that sucker.
That's crazy.
It's a boom right now. It's one of them. They're drilling a lot of oil, so there's a lot of people here from everywhere. It's chaos out here.
So anyway, if anyone wants to ask any questions in the chat room, I mean, we're waiting. Yeah, shoot away, guys. Shoot away.
Yeah, we're just playing by ear tonight.
There's a bumper sticker that says, I shoot people. But it was actually on a company fan of photography. That's like subliminal messaging saying, I take pictures, but I'm shooting people. Oh, what the... WTH.
We were talking about the Oya before you came in, Mama. And if you don't know what that is, there's right today we're in kind of a cusp of video gaming. We're at the end of one generation at the beginning of another, and it's just we're in that friction time where someone's gonna try and do something different.
There's a big reveal on SmackDown.
So, yeah, we're going to have a new system called Oya, O-U-Y-A. And that Oya is going to be an open system that you can run any, like, Android stuff on.
Okay.
So, in theory, it would be a good system. In practice, we don't know for sure.
And y'all are going to do this, but y'all don't know for sure.
Oh, wow. Chris Ramsey just made a post in the chat room that may be interesting for those of fans of Angel and of S.H.I.E.L.D., like Joss Wheaton's S.H.I.E.L.D. that's coming. I guess J. August Richards is joining Joss Wheaton's S.H.I.E.L.D., and the guy I'm talking about played Gunn on Angel.
Cool.
So, I don't know. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Where's Karen at tonight?
Yeah, I hear you there.
Where's Karen?
Karen, she doesn't join in on our show. She was an hour earlier.
Mhm.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I was a little late. I thought it was at 9 that I was supposed to be on, and I forgot. She texted me and said, be there at 8. She'd probably fire me.
No,
don't
do that.
She won't. You're not in any danger, I can guarantee
no.
you.
No.
Okay. I hope I'm not in trouble, but I'm having fun with you guys.
Hey, that's cool. Thank you.
When we can all meet together somewhere, it don't matter where we meet, but I hope we get together somewhere sometime.
The mockery.
Yeah.
Where?
We're watching a review of what happened on Monday on Raw, because he has it on. And, yeah, this is stupid. But
I don't have the TV on right now, so.
Yeah. I know. Well, I'm in Josh's room, so we're just kind of chilling out and relaxing. Chris,
all
are
right.
you still in the chat room?
Yeah. I am still here, yes.
All right. Is anyone saying anything in the chat room that we need to be aware of?
Nope.
All right. Anything since the J. August Richards part.
Are you there, guys?
Yes,
I'm here.
Okay. I thought I had lost you.
No.
No, you didn't lose us. I'm just.
And what are you doing
in
Atlanta tonight besides going home and going to bed? What kind of work do you do?
Me?
I don't go to bed usually till about 4 a.m.
Oh, Lord, that's the time I get up. I'm not lying. I wish I could sleep late, but I don't. Can't sleep late.
I mean, I usually don't get to bed until the world turns over, you know.
And then what do you do, sleep all day?
Most of it, till about 1.
Oh, my goodness, I've already been and done so many jobs by 1 o'clock. I get up at 4.
Yeah, well, that's when I get up and do a lot of research for the show and...
Okay.
Get stuff ready for AMC Press.
Late at night.
Oh, early. Yep. I get a lot of stuff done, you know?
Uh-huh.
Which is probably
a very good...
Well, you gotta do
what you
gotta
do. Oh, yeah. You're like my friend, my musician friend. I have two musician friends that they're in the band, and they always stay up all night writing music, practicing and all that, and then during the day they're asleep. They're like vampires or something. They said they're more creative than the night.
At least we get it. At least our show gets on the air and gets done right, you know. We have a good time.
Yes. That's what they said. They said, you know what? I've always done that. I've always practiced at night and worked at night and I sleep in the day. And that's the way it is. You know, but they say they're more creative at night, late at night.
You know,
and
we got to mention a couple things that since I was kind of a little bit blah yesterday, we didn't run a live episode. We ran Karen's co-host on our show, which was an awesome episode. It was fun. But there
fun,
was. Oh, yeah, she's a great person. She's
makes
great
you laugh.
Personality.
She just makes
great
it.
Boss.
Yes, she's mama's girl.
So, anyway, we have a lot of news that we got to kind of quickly touch over. I'm not going to brush over it, but we're going to cover it really quick. Robert Ebert, the movie critic, died yesterday of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, rest in peace to him. Hopefully, his legacy lasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other big news that we got is that Facebook is debuting a new home screen for certain Android cell phones. It's being called Facebook Home, and they're trying to basically bridge the gap between the desktop environment and the and the mobile environment. So, I mean, could be good, could be bad. I don't know. I'm
too early to say. Yeah, too early to tell.
Oh,
yeah, my friend just pulled out his card collection. Guess who we've actually got here, Mama?
Uh-huh.
I told Ashley.
We actually have her.
With one of those popular kind of cards that was usually would have an autograph on it. See, I got Amy Jo with her signature, Story Train with her signature, Austin St. John and Steve Cardino.
Yeah, he's got...
I even got David Jones.
He's got a bunch of the Rangers. Just I'm looking at him right now. He's got a bunch of the Ranger cards. If you guys remember those, and he does.
His soul is Angel offense.
He does have them. If you guys hear what he's saying, I'm looking at him right now.
I even got that rare card. You can't find a booster pack. Yeah, one with the Green Ranger. Oh man, that talk show was crazy. When we were at Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Chris, do you think we should cover that?
I was going to say we should save that for our main show, because I know the other two girls really want to tear into us about it.
About what?
Well, we can gloss over it real quick if you want, because we got one of the other people that was in it in the room, so.
Might as well.
Well, Mama, what we're talking about is in our state, we have a little TV station called PATV, right? And
okay.
We were asked by a person on Facebook to come down and do an episode with them. It was a Power Ranger-based episode. So me and Chris went in as a team, and my buddy here, Josh, and his friend our friend JD went in as a team, too.
Brothers.
Yeah, we're all so close. It's not even friendship anymore. But anyway, it was, as much as I hate to brag about it in front of Josh, because I don't want to end up with a ball bearing in my head.
If those questions were more accurate, we would have stopped you, except for those TV network questions. But 40 points, a lot of loss on my end. Ain't that bad. We were getting pretty close.
Yeah, it was 200 to 160. AMC Press won it.
But you would have to admit, Frodo, we really got stumped on some of those questions.
Yeah, but both ends did.
We both did. Both teams. There were a couple times I was just like...
The one where they were asking about a city within Iowa City, that fucking threw me. That question was so inaccurate.
Yeah, basically, they asked the question, Iowa City was the original Blue Ranger born in? But the way they said it, it sounded like Iowa City, as in the city.
Within Iowa City. There's no such thing exists.
Well, technically there is, but it's called University Heights, and it only encompasses the university area.
Because that's what I was focused on, and my mind was racing. I knew the answer. I knew you had showed me that info before. I was like, I should have knew that, and how Calvin was like, oh, you know the answer after you guess around. I was like, my mind is running at a million miles per hour. Would you like to take a look inside my head and see what I'm picking? Because you'd be like, hopefully, Jesus, that's fast.
So you hear it from one of the other people, you know. It was a good show, though. It was fun.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's...
Anyway, so what do you guys think of the stuff that's been going on with, like, the tech stuff and everything else? Well, Johnny, you're talking about a binge Netflix PR marathon. Why binge? Why not just... Yeah, why not do Series Blast? That'd be fun. You guys know what I'm talking about by a Series Blast?
Only thing I can think of is watch every single episode at the same time.
That'd be so much data put in your head.
Get me in the ring with Brock Lesnar. I'll fuck them up.
Anyway, so we got like 20 minutes left. So why don't we cover a couple other things that we've lacked on. Is there any other news that you want to go through, Chris?
Nothing on my end as far as, like, any new toku or toy news. I know that going through the store the other day, honestly, there's been absolutely no toy updates whatsoever. So I think we're
just
having to wait.
Toku. There was one toku news update that we can cover. The first episode of season 2 of Akiba Ranger came out.
Ah, yes. I just actually saw the little article here on JE Fusion for it. So I'm going to wait until it's subbed so I actually know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, for those that don't understand what that is, it's Hikonin Sentai Akiba Ranger, which literally means Unofficial Sentai Akiba Ranger. And it's a show about delusion. And it makes fun of a lot of the tropes and stuff from original Sentai. So take that for what it's worth.
Oh, well, okay, there was one news story, toy news story that kind of goes along with Akiba Ranger. You guys who are toy collectors and especially the guys over there with Toku, we're happy to say that we are going to be getting SH Figuarts Red Hawk and most likely SH Figuarts Black Condor at United States Toys R Us's.
Hmm.
Woohoo!
Well, you know what, guys? Dude. My friends always ask me, how come that I can't buy the toys that you have from the Power Rangers? How come I cannot get that at the store? I said, because you're not the mother of the Power Ranger. I'm special. I have the watch, you know, the watch that they would wear to get their powers, like they would do like that. I have that. I have the helmet. Got all the figurines from way back in the day when Ashley was back in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they always said, "Well, we can't find those at the store." I said, "You're not gonna find them at the store. You gotta have some connections here, honey. You have to have some connections here."
You could be the quintessential ranger person for that area.
I could, couldn't I? Well, get
yeah,
you could. Stuff on it. Because you know what? We don't ever get nothing. Everything we get here in the stores, they're like crap. It's not even nothing like what I know that we could have up here. They don't ever have nothing exciting. Like I'm telling you, some of the old stuff, they don't even, they've never even seen it in the stores.
You know, Chris and I, in our city at least, we barely get any of the new stuff until, like, months later. Do we, Chris?
Depending on what we actually get here, you know, I've been pleasantly surprised, as of recent at least, that we've been getting a lot more than we used to, or at least a lot more than used to come out. But it's slow but surely... Yeah. A lot more stores are getting in what we're wanting. It's just a very slow process.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's
and yes, you are right because there are some stuff that takes forever to come out, like, say, like specialty stuff or
Right, so like if people are for that came out 3 weeks after its street date.
I heard there was people that got in a fight over that. Wasn't that here in town?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Chris, you told me about that. People in our city, actually, when the Legacy Morphers came out, got into fights over them.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't surprise me.
You were the one that told me that.
Dude, yeah, yeah, it's weird.
Oh,
it's
wait,
weird
yeah,
because
that was the store manager.
The store manager at Toys R Us told us when I was going to get my Ghost Day Red deck for $50 or more purchase to get my Ghost Day Morpher and all that, that last week on Friday, people in the same early in the morning were fighting over every single one of those Legacy Morphers because they went like gone. Gone like the wind. I'm like, wow.
I've seen them fight at Kmart. I've seen them fight at Kmart.
Which one?
Fuck that.
Oh.
Say what you fucking want.
Sometimes you tell me. I'm going to fucking fight. I'm going to get my camera out. Record and watch it over and over and over.
I want to get hooked up where I can come bring some stuff over here to Texas, Odessa. You know what? Midland, Odessa, these people got more money than they can. They want to spend it. It's like if I could just get all that, it would just sell like wildfire.
Wow.
I'm not lying. They've offered me just with the thing. I have a haul that I'm working on in my house, and I have all of Karen's things that she's giving me, and I'm putting them up in. And I've been offered, you won't believe the money I've been offered for all this stuff. And I said, it's not for sale.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the
insane fans. I mean, heck, Frodo, you and I know from our experiences at anime conventions just the insane amount of money that anime fans will spend on things.
Yes.
And
you wonder why they
come home and they're broke.
Right.
The one thing I heard that I have to agree with is anime fans, anime is like heroin in addiction. It's less expensive overall, but in huge chunks, you're talking about draining your life savings on shit.
Yeah, it's almost like the equivalent of gambling.
Hey. I got a collection of Beanie Babies. If y'all ever know anybody that wants them, let me know, because I'm ready to just drop them off on somebody, because I got millions of these Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Every kind of one. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I've got a few.
I have like three cases of those things. Everything they ever made. Beanie Baby. A little bitty ones, big ones, middle-sized ones, you name it. And I wish I could find somebody to buy the whole collection. I'd sell it to them. But nobody wants Beanie Baby for more. And let me mention Power Rangers. Oh, my God, they all want everything.
Oh, you'd
Johnny
be surprised. There are reasons.
Everything.
Johnny in the chat room says a good chunk of my money goes into the food at Wawa. I guess that's his addiction.
Oh, Lord.
Johnny needs coffee.
Well, I can spend my money at Big Lots getting those bags of, what is it, Lay's Sweet Southern Heat Barbecue Potato Chips.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and always makes you drink more water. So.
Yeah, you need to drink more things other than water. Maybe a little vodka or everything.
Hell yeah. How about some Patron?
Hell yeah.
A little couple of shots of that with some lime. Oh, my God. I'll regret it the next day, but it sure is good going down.
I tell my girlfriends, y'all don't need to be drinking a lot of this stuff because a little bit after a little bit, your clothes are going to start coming off, girl. Y'all going to be easy. I need to slow it down. Do they listen? No.
Yeah, from what I hear about from the other, from Guilty Pleasure, Karen is kind of not a drinker.
No, she doesn't drink.
Wow.
She doesn't drink. And you know what? She told me one time, I think she got drunk one time when she first got with the Power Rangers and she went out. And the next day she called me, she said, Mom, I can't believe that you did this there all the time. Because I would drink stuff and then in the mornings I would be sicker than a dog. And she said, I can't believe that you just would do it again and again and again. This is horrible. I said, good. There's a reason for you to get sick. That way you won't drink no more. And she does that.
Everybody else is
drinking and whatever, and Ashley is like, she's on it. She's on a natural high all the time. I'm like that normally, too. I don't really need nothing, but I do like to drink my beer and my wine and my Patron and some little mixed drinks here and there or whatever. Margaritas?
Yeah, yes. Actually, I shine in the chat room mentioned margaritas, and Chris Ramsey mentioned White Lightning.
Oh, hell. I drank that one time and I passed out. This black lady friend of mine gave me some of that, and I said, "Shit, I drink some of it." And I go over there. I had already been drinking drinks and everything. I drink that, and I swear I passed out in her lawn chair outside in the backyard. I woke up in the morning, and that's because the sun was blaring on me. Oh, my God, the worst hangover of my life. Never will I take that again. That is some strong stuff.
I kind of want to give our friend Heather, who happens to be in a hotel somewhere in Fairfield, I think it is, or something, somewhere in her state. I kind of want to give her a mix of absinthe and Everclear.
Oh, my God, what do you want this girl to do? If anybody you give Everclear to, they're going to go crazy.
Are you just trying to cause trouble now? Seriously?
Yes, I am. On Wednesday, on their ladies' night that we gave them, she calls me up in the middle of the show and brings me in the air. Like, it's your night. God damn.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, me and you, Chris, decided to give them the ladies' night, and then they wanted to bring me in the middle of it.
Hey, we were being nice, and we gave them a ladies' night show. Well, we were like, you know, actually, I was the one who was driving back from Iowa City, and all I'm thinking to myself is, well, I'm hoping the girls are enjoying their girls' night chick-chat show, because I am tired as hell, and as soon as I get home, I'm probably going to be so brain mushed and so tired, I'm not going to give a damn.
Yeah, needless to say, so Heather calls me in, and I'm like, why the hell are you calling me in? I mean, seriously, it's ladies' night. It's just my night. It's your night. Have fun. She's crazy, and that's why we love her.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? You were in that episode, weren't you, Shirley?
Which, the ladies in that episode? Yes.
Was she there?
How was it?
It was interesting. See, I'm still thinking about the mysterious third. You see, there was the two hosts, and then there was the mysterious AMC press, the third person. I still think I was the one that the ghost was, because some people were trying to send in a private chat, and it was on the window on my end, but I couldn't type in to respond.
Hmm. Well, I'm thinking about, Chris.
Yes.
Me and, I was planning, because Allison wants us to run a guys' night, too. So why don't we run one sometime next week with me, you, Josh and JD if we can.
Might as well.
I mean, who else could we bring in? We could try and bring Mike in.
We could bring Mike, oh gosh, let's see, who else do we have?
Phil.
How about bringing James in?
Hey! So anyone else you want to hear us bring in for a guys' night chat room?
I don't have any idea. But if y'all want to invite me, I can spruce it up. Y'all need one girl
hey,
in there. That's mama. That's mama. Shoosh. We'll all have fun. How many guys? And me by myself? One girl? Let's go.
Hey, we actually need Johnny to come in. We need Johnny to actually call the show and join in.
Oh, Eyeshine says bring Jeffrey into the show. What do you think? Should we bring Jeff in?
Yeah.
Might as well. The more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff in and upon himself, you know this one, Mama, is crazy enough. Oh, 60 minutes of awkward silence? I don't think so. You'd have fun, Johnny. Yeah, Jeffrey
Johnny
would be awesome. He's absolutely, we don't know what he'll say. We've had Katrina on the show multiple times. She's about as unhindered as you get. So anyway, we're getting close to our time to be over. We're at like 3 minutes left. So we're going to run through a few things before we end. Here's what we're going to go through quick. We're going to go through where everyone can find us. Since we noticed Chris in the chat room isn't usually in our show, so we'll give him the information. We have a group on Facebook, AMC Press Live, the group. Come on in and join us. We have on Blog Talk, AMC Press News. Just search it on the main bar and you'll find us. We have AMC Press Live like page and an AMC Press like page on Facebook. Look us up. You'll find us. AMCPress.wordpress.com is our blog address. And we take suggestions from every source, every place we can to get more interesting topic, and with Uncensored Radio, obviously you know where their main where they are because you're here. So, Uncensored Radio, myuncensoredradio.com as well, on Facebook, search Uncensored Radio. They have a group and a like page. Look for Topher's show, No Rules, Just Mics. Same place, No Rules, Just Mics. There's Ask Mama's show, which is on every Thursday, which thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming in, Mama. I love on the show. I love talking to all you guys. That was so interesting.
We got Chick Chat on Mondays at 10. We got the Jake Pentland show tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you come and say hi to Roseanne's son. Guilty Pleasure is on every night at 9 p.m. Eastern, and that has Jeff and Kat and Karen on it, and we invade every Friday at 10, so, you know, got to go through these every time or so, and, you know, me, Toku, I'm screening for Topher's show every time it's on, so be sure to come call in. We have a guest this week on Topher's show, so call in, let your opinions be known, and I'll get you on. So
okay.
From all of us at AMC Press and UCR, thank you for coming, and James, hit it.
UCR, AMC, Frodo, Allison, Heather, Shirley, Chris, Lashana. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press Live. Go! UCR, AMC Press, Fan Invasion.
Talk to y'all on Monday.
Weekend.